Ignite the green. This is why we do it. This is why we do it. I gotta get Hawes on here. I gotta get Hawes on here. Give me a second. Give me a second. Can you believe I posted up? Oh my God, it's like 3 years since I missed out on Ignite the Green. Almost exactly, I got Ignite the Green. Wait there. I'll get Hawes up on this. My Twitter DMs are just people congratulating me. All right, so Hawes will be here soon. What just happened? What just happened? Unbelievable. Unbelievable scenes. I'm just going to tweet this out. So people know. I am going to go all night.
Buddy.
I can't even talk, man. Wait till you see this bloody video.
Oh, I'm dude. Like, this is an official wellness check, by the way.
I was like crying and laughing for like 5 minutes. I'm like, I just had to get someone else on because this is full on. I'm like, I've already done my Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Buddy, I'm pretty sure I woke up our neighbors. I'm really glad Jessie stayed up to watch this one with me, because she wouldn't have been sleeping through that.
Hey, this is like the most people we've ever had watching at once, I think. It's like 214. Light up that algorithm. Come on.
Yeah.
Get in the celebration. There's super chats coming in. I can't even see it. Okay, let's go. James Waterman, $10. Yo, man, here's a celebratory super chat, buddy. We better get ready for Anakin Obi-Wan, since it seems Lucasfilm heard about our deal we made last week. me and James agreed that Darth Vader can fight Obi-Wan as many times as he wants, as long as Luke Skywalker comes and ignites the green. We've signed a deal with the devil was.
So, you know, I record for my Patreon like soon as the episode's over. Mm-hmm. And something I said on there, I was like, wow, Steel only had to wait 3 years for that Ignite the Green to pay off. How?
Almost to the day.
Almost to the day.
Hey, wild. Listen, how's this for so bizarre, right? Check this out. This is so weird. Like, I feel like I wanted that Ignite the Green thing so bad. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
like so bad. And when it didn't happen, like, I felt like I handled it well.
Yeah, oh, I say so.
All right. So, because it was the 3 years of since The Last Jedi, I was thinking back to the interview I did with Rian Johnson.
Right.
And how, you know, I was talking to him about Ignite the Green like it was a foregone conclusion. And you look at his eyes and he's just like, oh, this dude's going to like hate me in 6 months. And I was laughing about it. And I posted an edit of that, of me laughing at it this week.
Yeah.
And I was sort of like, well, yeah, that was good. I handled that well. I was an adult about it. But you know what I always say, Hawes?
What's that?
Dislike Star Wars like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But love Star Wars like a kid who's got a fake ID and a couple of beers.
Oh, my goodness, buddy.
It was... when that X-Wing landed, I was just like, no. And then I was like, why is he hooded? Like, you can't see the face. And then I was like, black glove, they're green. And it was...
the belt buckle. They showed off the belt buckle a couple times.
And then I saw the head and I was like, I don't even know what's going on. I don't know who's like... but Mark Hamill.
The surprise of surprises, right? Like, I think we all kind of thought, like, okay, maybe it's Luke that gets the message from Grogu, right?
Oh, my God. I got to talk lower. Shit. I'm going to get in trouble. Someone has definitely won that prediction contest. De-aged Mark Hamill. That's done.
Yeah, and they got the, like... because, you know, my first order of business after the episode was to watch who was, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when his name came up in the credits, I was blown away.
Oh, my God. Wait there. I'll,
my hands are shaking.
Dude, I was freaking out. I'll put up the, I think this is it. This is the frame. This is like the thumbnail for that Rian Johnson video.
That's a good one.
It's not bad. Hey, Corey, what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was really good. Steel, ignite the green.
All right, we got that out of the way.
Good, good. That's a vibe check.
Nah, dude, there's no vibe checks ever again. My ears are like, I feel like that. You know how they say your ears are burning?
Mm-hmm.
Because people are talking about you? I feel like that's happening, but I think it's just a coincidence.
I think if you go look on Twitter in your mentions, there's a reason your ears are burning. I've seen quite a bit of it.
Oh, no, I just think, it's a coincidence. Like, I know, because that's what I went to Twitter as well, and I was like, oh, there's a lot of ats. But my whole face is red. I rose up and looked down and watched me watching Luke Skywalker.
You had an out-of-body experience.
Hey, listen, there is a god, and his name is Favreau.
Buddy, I mean, for the two of us, this episode paid off dividends.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, you know, Corey got his time. Hawes got his. When's my time?
Tonight.
Try now.
Man. This is it. I'm speechless. Like, so, okay, to try and rein it in here. So you, the after credit sequence, right?
Yeah, yeah.
First off, how many people do you think will end up missing that?
I did.
Was it because of my text message that you saw it?
No, I saw it in the chat, I think, before. Okay. And I was like, I better go check. I'll do some super chats here. Thanks, everyone. Steele, you notice the end of Rogue One nod with Luke. Can't believe it's so real.
What a username.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that. Can you make sense of that comment? I'm not thinking that well. I just saw Luke Skywalker ignite the green. Just
maybe they just mean like the de-aged Luke and the de-aged Leia. You know what I mean?
Ah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
There he is.
Look at him.
Is that a Power of the Force 2? Sure, yeah. Is.
And it's the first sure run is with the gray vest.
And the long saber?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe they're funny. I feel like we're in that sideways world and Lost.
Raymond in Hong Kong. He's here in the super chat. Hey, Steele, just came in to make sure you're alive. Breathe, just breathe. You got your wish.
What a good dude, that Raymond.
Love Raymond. I'm sure we talked about Ignite the Green when we were in Hong Kong. Spineless Oaf. Hell yes. Hell yes! This is the power of the Force, Hawes. I'm so psyched. Spineless Oaf just lost his mum. And
oh, man.
So we were talking about that today in the pre-show and stuff, and he was saying how Star Wars was like keeping his vibes up and stuff like that. Here he is in the super chat. I do not remember the last time I cried happy tears.
Man, that's the good stuff right there. I'm sorry to hear about your mom, buddy.
Yeah. Kinky S, we'll call him. Says, please don't tell me Kylo kills Grogu, Steel. Ignite the Green, baby never cried so much in my life. When they showed R2-D2, R2-D2 with the running horse.
Beautiful, the icing on the cake.
Finally ignited the green after so long. Let's get it up.
Okay.
You know what I mean. Hey, did your Disney Plus take a while to like get onto the episode?
Yeah, man. I was a little worried. Like, I think maybe it's just everybody trying to access it at the same time or something.
Oh, wait. I'm in season one. Let's go to some freeze frames. Right there.
You do quick work. You already got freeze frames ready.
Oh, no, I just mean I'm going to pause it.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
my goodness.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You want to know something crazy? Okay, so you know when the Dark Troopers first showed up outside the door and they were banging on it?
Hey, I bloody hate the Dark Troopers.
Okay.
I was like, enough with the Dark Troopers. Hey, truth be told, I was sort of like, this the end of this better be good because these Dark Troopers are bumming me out.
Like, okay, so when they were banging on the door and like it started to crack and open, I thought it was going to cut out and leave us on that cliffhanger. Like, I turned to Jesse and I go, is this about to end? Like, I'm glad it didn't, obviously.
I don't even know what else happened in the episode, to be honest. I'm just trying to get to this. Like, here, wait there. What about this? Get your bloody lips around this horse. Look at that X-Wing down there.
And when you first see it and it swoops in behind, like in the background. Beautiful.
Shout out to Leighton James Dyer. This is all too much. Leighton did the text for the Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirt.
Oh, right on.
And he says, I'm the happiest man alive. That was Luke. Jeffers says, I'm happy for you, bud. I feel like I won the Nerd Olympics, Hawes.
Yeah, I've felt like that a couple of times this season. I'm going to be honest with you.
All right, let's get to some... Oh, here we go. Look at that.
I like how they're like, I think it's Bo-Katan that says a single X-Wing. Like, that's not going to help.
Oh, dude, I was just like, hell yeah, single X-Wing. I couldn't look. It was like, I've got nothing to compare it to in my life thus far. like it's there, right? It's impossible, but it's there. Doesn't mean what I think it means. And if it doesn't mean what I think it means,
what does it mean?
Nah, I'm going to burn that dude's hat. Like, I remember when I said, like, if that's not Boba Fett, that's just cruel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, and I was getting upset for you. Mm-hmm. But for me, I want revenge. I would seek revenge.
I would have helped you, buddy.
Jared the Dark Jedi in the Super Chat says, my happy ass is watching it again right now while watching the stream. Also, could not have picked a better episode to have you on nights. I'm going to be on his podcast tomorrow.
And Blue Harvest tomorrow. You're a busy boy.
Dude, we're going to have a very good time. So what about this bit? I shouldn't have it playing on the screen. Whoops. Sorry, Disney. Don't delete it. I'm here. I'm going to buy some merch.
No, is he? He's going to be the poster Monday. Right? Who else would be the poster Monday? he's going to be the poster Monday.
There's not even a question.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the poster Monday. And this remember Monday. That link? Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to be selling that poster.
They're going to be selling this poster. That's what they're going to be selling.
You're showing me a picture from Battlefront 2?
Yeah.
Well, I think it'll look a little cooler than that.
That's a joke.
Okay. Hey, man.
Hey. I'm getting that poster.
Almost dropped an F-bomb, but yeah, you are.
What about, right? So the X-Wing comes in. Oh, it's a solo X-Wing. Who said that? Who was that idiot?
I think it was Bo-Katan. Or it was either Bo-Katan or the other lady.
Anyway. So then it goes to old Grogu. And his ears
pick up. Right. Oh, my God. So good.
And then I'm like, is this real? Are you there?
Buddy, I know exactly how you feel.
Hey, guys, let's talk about merchostore.com. Ignite the green stickers.
Buddy, I think it might be time to print up another batch.
What an age. What an age. Let's go to the chat. Let's see what's going on. Daniel Dye in the super chat says, how happy is Hawes for Boba series? Oh, yeah, let's talk about the Boba series. Also a reason some people think that the Book of Boba is replacing Season 3 Mandalorian. I doubt that. Well, I think the Season 3 of Mandalorian is the Book of Boba.
So this is what I think. I think, okay, remember in the investor call, they said the next chapter is coming in December or Christmas 2021, and we sort of all just assumed it was Mandalorian Season 3. I think we'll see the Book of Boba Fett, which will be the name of the show, and then Mandalorian Season 3 will follow after that. I think they're two separate things, but we're getting the Book of Boba Fett first.
Yeah, but not together.
So they're
saying they're filming Mandalorian now, but it's actually this Boba Fett show. And then the Mandalorian's going to come back the year after or something.
Remember when the rumors first came out about that they were filming the Boba Fett show now? They said that from what they were hearing, it would air and then Season 3 of The Mandalorian would air probably in the spring following. So I think that's what's going to end up happening. We're going to have Boba Fett to keep us occupied until Season 3 of Mando is ready.
So this director, right?
Peyton Reed.
Iggy's married.
Hey, man. He's... I'm not quite sure.
Because if he is married, he's got a very lucky lover. Because if this episode's taught me anything, he's a master of foreplay. Look at that. Look at that. Just tantalizing. Tantalizing. You reckon that was a pretty good setup, yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's heavy times, man. How's Fennec Shan just laying into that alcohol as soon as she gets to Jabba's? Also, I have to say, this episode featured the best character ever in Star Wars and the worst character ever in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say. Your boy Bib Fortuna been putting on some weight. He's looking a little more like Hall's Fortuna.
All right. Jordan Taylor respects my late night banter. the Yeet Man, I just cried at the ending. Yeet Man, I cried at the last 15 minutes of the film. Yeah. I don't even know if I can put it out on the internet. It's just sobbing. And then, like, it's like, I don't think it's mentally correct what I went through.
Oh, buddy. I think you got to release it. That sounds like A1 content to me.
Oh. Whew.
Oh, what else? I was digging around in my box of stickers over here trying to find my Ignite the Green, and look what I came across.
Oh, Sith Happens.
Sith yes. Happens, May 19th. That's a good one.
I have to say, it's so weird that the reason, and pay for this, by the way, this is on our screen. I didn't have to Photoshop this.
No.
Industrial Light and Magic did. Anyway, I can't even remember. Oh, yeah. So I just thought the whole thing about how Moff Gideon got captured really quick and stuff. I was like, what's all this about?
Like, right?
Like this seems to be like, because like, I didn't actually think Luke Skywalker would come back.
I thought they would tease him at the end. Do you know what I'm saying?
I just thought it was too crazy a pipe dream. But I had fun, like hoping.
Right.
And, you know, I put out this video this week saying about that the reason I love The Mandalorian is because I'm free to dream that Luke Skywalker will be in it, because so many, like, because crazy things, anything happens on this show. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So even if he doesn't ever come on it, this show is so bat-ass crazy that it's like, it's not like a loopy theory, and far less loopy than I thought, even myself. I can't even remember what the point of all these sentences were, Hawes.
Where do they go from here?
Where do I go from here, Hawes? What about... Oh, look at this for a shot. This is a shot, Hawes.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how I'm going to get on with my daily life.
You'll find a way. Trust me.
Yeah, I don't know. This is... What a vibe. Oh. Oh. What about this? Wait there. What about this, Hawes? What about the reflection on this?
Oh, my goodness. The green reflecting off of Mando's armor. Amazing.
Just the best. Jordan Taylor knows where I'm coming from. Let's just give it all up. James Waterman very angrily says in all caps, "Book a freaking Boba Fett, Hawes. That's where they go from here. Plus freaking more episodes with freaking Luke Skywalker."
I know.
He's misspelled Luke Skywalker. And he's so excited.
Well, okay. Yeah, so I know that. But like, when you have a second season this crazy, this bananas, what do you do in season 3? The book and the green, same night. Oh, Mike Pappas!
Yeah, right.
I'm surprised he didn't try to sell me that episode for $20.
Oh, man. So let's go to another shot. What happened then?
Oh, be careful, buddy.
Oh, sorry. Thanks.
No, I'm just watching that one. Look at him.
That's incredible.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That's incredible. They used a special CGI method of talking on him. Okay, Star Wars Daily News. Scopes. Paul Ponte says, with that chin, I was convinced it was Sebastian Stan. That was like in my head. I'm like, is it him? Is it not him? Like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I was wondering the same. So now you're going to be in a very similar situation that I've been into a couple of times this year, where you have to hide this from your significant other until they can watch it. Where you can't see, like, try not to give it away. I had to do that with Boba Fett a couple of times this year.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like people are gonna like, oh, how's Steel going? Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's the exact reason I told her to stay off of social media after the Robert Rodriguez episode, because I knew she would either see it or people would be hitting her up being like, well, I bet he's pretty happy with that episode, huh?
What? How about when he says, may the force be with you at the end, horse?
What about the music when he came through the door? Did you hear that, or were you too excited? It was really
good. Dude, I wasn't hearing nothing.
It was really good.
To be clear, horse, I've never experienced anything like that. Like, I feel like once I get off this, I'm just going to bawl my eyes out.
Let it go, buddy.
Oh, my God. Am I not on the screen? Good. All right, let's find another. I'm watching him now, and there's something in his eyes it's so freaky. What's happened? I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to go on.
Okay, buddy. You go on like, very happy.
I just feel like they just need to like put out like 1,000 items, right? So then I can just like try buy them all, and somehow that will soak up my emotions about it.
Well, you'll at least have, maybe even a cardboard cutout on Monday too.
Oh,
but definitely the poster.
Yeah, I'm getting that poster.
The poster's where it's at.
And then, I'm dealing with Luke Skywalker, and then I've got to then comprehend that Grogu's going.
Yeah, that was sad, man.
And then he did the thing. Remember when I was complaining about how he took his mask off, how it wasn't for Grogu?
Mm-hmm.
And then he did it. He did the thing I wanted. He did the thing that I wanted after the thing that I wanted happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very lightheaded.
You might need to get some water, buddy.
Hydration's the least of my concerns. Hey, is this content or what? This is what it's all developed to. All this just so I can get to this moment on the internet. I'm going to hit you hard with this next pause.
Uh-oh.
This is like, and it was hard because normally this would be easily my emo moment of the episode.
Right.
But I was spent, but it got me back up, but incredible times. Wait there. I'm about to hit it. All right. Nick Bones says this officially is content.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
All right. Listen, here's the deal. I'll be straight up with everyone. I'm very happy Luke Skywalker's back. It's phenomenal. But The Mandalorian isn't about cameos, isn't about space battles. It's about a connection between a little Grogu and a Mandalorian. And in the finale, amongst the Book of Boba Fett igniting the green, we get this moment that we have learned about this guy for the past 2 years, his beliefs, his devotion to his child, and it led to this. Incredible. Amongst all the Fets and the Ahsokas and the Skywalkers. Yeah, I said Skywalkers. You've got this amazing core story that has this incredible character development. Jordan Mertens has declared this episode a filler episode.
Cool.
Buddy, I'm full. I've been serviced.
Yeah, but they filled me with something.
Jeff this morning said dubstep troopers. They were so weird. Incredible moment, hey horse.
Oh, so good. I mean, maybe overstepping here, but some of the best Star Wars, if not the best Star Wars ever made, in my opinion. I just constantly get blown away. Like, not even about just all the crazy stuff that's going on, just the core, like you were saying, the core story that they've pulled off, and like, pretty masterful, pretty good.
I feel like when Luke came out, it was so good, like, I enjoyed it so much. I didn't enjoy it as much. It was so overwhelming. I couldn't even watch it. Like, it was like,
I know exactly what you mean, buddy.
Like, I'm going to have to just go back and just savor it. Cause it was just, like, the whole time I'm like, how is this happening? And then there was liquids coming from everywhere, horse. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I totally understand, buddy. I totally get it.
I know. And that's the thing about this show. We've all had our time.
What you need to do, speaking from experience, is you need to watch just the Luke Skywalker stuff a couple of times, and then rewatch the episode. Like, you know what I'm saying? And inoculate yourself with the Luke Skywalker stuff. Get good and comfortable with it, and then rewatch.
Steven Schultz is onto it. Din is officially the best dad in Star Wars. Hey,
without a doubt.
We've had all this stuff go down. Luke Skywalker, ignite the green, X-Wing fighter. And then it's just like, hey, how about a bit more?
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Try on some R2-D2. What? You don't know how much you miss R2-D2 until you see R2-D2.
I know, man. He just rolls in.
And then they just hit these GIF. They just do a few GIFs for the internet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's going to be a GIF aplenty from this episode.
This way there, I've got it. R2-D2 is super CGI, it looks like.
You think so?
Yeah, the shot. I just saw this shot of him sucking up his leg, and it. I'll go. This is a gif right here, buddy. All right, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing about this episode, Hawes. We've got here, where is he? JG from space. He's talking about things that actually happened in the episode.
Yeah.
I just had this dream about Luke Skywalker. He's saying Gideon's dialogue about Grogu's blood was interesting. Hey, I remember a time when it was interesting.
And then 10 minutes passed. 10 minutes later, that dialogue wasn't interesting to you anymore. It's funny, him mentioning that dialogue. I remember it now that he brought it up. Yeah. He said that I got what I wanted from him, his blood. He's got special talents or something, and we can use that to restore order to the Empire or something. I'm pretty sure he's talking about cloning Palpatine or whatever, right? At this point. That seems pretty true.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. That fits, but that I was not. I don't know. I don't have the capacity. Hey, somehow we returned. Apparently, I can't even. I feel like I've got a headache. Right there, I'll get another Luke picture up. It is so odd. So is all that hair fake?
I don't really know. I can't wait. Next week when they do the new Disney gallery, we'll probably get some answers into how they pulled that off, right?
Oh, God, I hope Hamill's in it.
Oh, I hope so, too. I can't wait to hear how they... Because I assume they had him record the dialogue and then just sort of adjusted it so it sounded more like young Mark Hamill instead of older Mark Hamill.
I should just got Nathan to talk. They sound exactly the same. Look at that.
Look at him.
How does that exist?
I don't know, buddy, but it sure does.
Jordan Taylor brings up a good point.
Okay.
So this looked pretty bad, right? Dude, I've got no idea. I'm not here to judge.
Yeah. That's something I sort of brought up on the Patreon thing I recorded. I think we will hear, you know, some complaints about the CGI, but at this point, like, I kind of don't care if the CGI was bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's more about the character being there than...
Hey, listen. Listen. Everyone out there on the internet. You have someone say that it looked bad, you just send them over to the reaction video I'm going to be posting up in a couple hours.
Speaking of gifts being made, there might be some gifts made of that, my friend.
All right, I have to pay homage. Wait there, just vamp for a bit, Hawes. I'll be back in a second.
Talk
about the Book of Boba Fett.
Man, I'm excited about the Book of Boba Fett. I am a little worried about him setting up shop on Tatooine. I kind of feel like that might be setting up for a Boba Fett.
Wait. What if this is the best thing that's ever happened to me? What if this episode's like my dream episode? And they're on Tatooine. And you know who's back? Toro, watch. Handsome guy. Toro, watch. What if I'm getting everything I've ever wanted?
It could. At this point, I'm not ruling anything out, man. But what I was saying is I think it might be setting up for a Cobb Vanth Boba Fett showdown on Tatooine, maybe?
Yeah. Hey, this is me. This is, I'm going to pose up a bit of a, God, I hope this guy looks on Chrome. This is me tonight. I'm not sure if you've ever seen this dude before. This is a professional wrestling.
Oh, this is real to me. It's all real to me.
This was me watching
it's
it.
Still real to me, damn it. I'll be. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these. Well,
thank you, Mr. Favreau, for saying what needed to be said.
That wrestling fan is actually a really good guy. I've heard him on a few podcasts. And, hey, we're brothers. That we're passionate.
I can absolutely identify with those feelings that he's feeling.
Dude, it was still real to me tonight, man. That was, like, look at my face. It's
nobody.
I can't believe it. And it was cool. The Gideon's cruisers got like a few Imperial pills around and stuff like that. So it was like super like Return of the Jedi vibes. And I'm glad I recorded me watching it because I don't feel like it happened. It's just odd. Oh, listen, I don't want to argue with people in the chat, but Echoes is saying Rogue One Vader scene level. Come on. Come on. Don't step to me with that. Now look at this impossible bit of Star Wars. Just look at it, Oz.
Oh, I'm looking.
See what's happening on Twitter.
Yeah, so any moment now my phone may die. So that happens, buddy.
Oh, okay, no sweat.
Sorry.
Riley Silverman says, the second the X-Wing showed up, I sat up in my bed and yelled, oh, shh, so loud, I'm sure I woke the neighbors. That is good. Oh, my, I've got a lot of...
got a lot people, of ass, don't you?
A lot of people checking in on me. But yeah. Oh my God. This tweet I wrote straight after the episode, there is a God and his name is Favreau. It has got 132 retweets.
Man, living the dream.
And it's over 1,000 likes. I can't tell. Where do I go from now? Like, they should have showed this episode on Christmas Day.
What a present.
Mike Kennedy in the on Twitter says, we were waiting for this tweet. You finally got your Corey moment. Wow, there is a lot of replies to that tweet. Like an overwhelming amount. Oh man. It was really cool.
Yes, it was, buddy. Big thumbs up. I'm very happy for you, man.
Oh. So up here, everyone. I'll see if I can direct. There's a Jabba's sail barge up there. And if you can just see, it's a Lego one. And there's a skiff. And the sand in the fish tank is from Yuma, the site of the Sarlacc pit. That's where we ignite the green. This bit of wood is from the sail barge set in Yuma, Arizona. This means so much to me. And it's so dumb. It's nothing.
It's not dumb.
It's just a little computer man walking down the road. Not and dumb. It was so good. Does that mean Mark Hamill's going to come to my house and take my son?
Nah, I think you're pretty good there, buddy.
Alrighty. Alrighty. What are they saying? It's out already. What's out already?
Supposedly?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Just Mace says it's out already.
Huh.
Oh, when does the episode release? Now. I'm not sure if you're talking about that or galleries on the 25th. Christmas.
Yeah.
But we all know Christmas is the 18th of December.
Yeah.
I'm like tingle. Like it's, this is like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I went on about this so much.
You willed it into existence.
Well, the sail barge is just, that's it for me. That's the best thing ever. The farm boy has become the Jedi. He's here to save the day. And so I always just wanted it turned on again. I went on about it so much. That's bad. Like, it's like I got my Snyder cut.
Hey. Let's not get crazy with the analogies there, buddy. I think we can find a better one, man. Like, I love you. I'm very excited for you, buddy. I think we got to work on this analogy.
All right. Hawes has dropped out. What a champ. Hawes, Blue Harvest Podcast. I'll be on there on this weekend's episode. And the celebrations will continue, my friends. Staggering times. Listen, if you have silly dreams, they might just come true. That's what I'll say. What fun. I just want to see what Corey's doing over there on Kessel Run. Let's see if they're streaming. They're not live at the moment. That is so odd. I'll ring Corey.
Steel.
Corey, you're on the live stream.
Oh, good. I thought, thought of you immediately.
Dude.
I thought of you immediately.
I thought of me immediately. Dude. I feel like I have to peel off my skin and get a new body.
Valid.
That was full on, dude.
Yeah, that was...
I've got... You know... Now on my computer hard drive, I've got 5 minutes of me, like, bawling tears while laughing. It's disturbing.
Dude, it's... You know what's crazy, dude? Is you and I just got... Noah's here.
I'm sorry.
He's on a live
stream. I know. Okay. I heard. Crazy. Amazing. Sorry to interrupt.
Noah's in the chat.
Steel, did you cry?
That's what I was just saying. For 5 minutes, I was crying.
Noah cried very much so, too.
I literally thought of Steel.
Well, I kept thinking of Steel
because I was like, this is hidden.
This really is, cool.
Listen, we're all thinking of Steel. No, but the disturbing thing was I was crying while laughing. Like, it was like I was laughing and crying more than I'd done either ever before.
Oh, okay. Well, that's definitely something.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the sight. Quite the sight. Are you live on the internet now?
No, we just ended. I'm sure you and I will have maybe something special planned for everyone this weekend.
We will plan something special. Did you like the episode?
Bro, one of the best pieces of Star Wars I've seen.
Yeah. The second half of that episode?
It's literally everything I could have asked for.
Midway, while those dark troopers were strutting around, I was thinking, the end of this better be good.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, an X-Wing rocked up.
Is that when you collapsed inside that moment?
Oh, dude, I was telling Hawes.
Hold on, Tate just walked in. He says he needs to talk to you.
Okay,
Steel. Dude, the first time I met you, I said I want Luke on screen. Look at what we just fucking got. I mean, come on. It's fate. Does it get any better than that? Like, that's the thing. Does it get any better than that? This is the best that they can do.
I'm not sure. I'll let you know when I get back to my body.
Oh, we're talking to the spirit still right now.
Yes. No, I was just telling Corey, I felt like I floated above my body and watched myself watching Luke Skywalker. It was...
You can never give Ross shit again for getting out of his chair, because that chair is Ross's body.
Oh, man.
You know, one thing I thought of is, you know, I got Ahsoka in live action, you know, this season, and that was very this was your Ahsoka moment.
Yeah, that's what I've been complaining about for the last few weeks. It's like, when's my Corey moment?
Yeah. It's
today. It's the 18th of December, Corey
that
day.
The green was ignited.
The green was, you know, Randy just texted me, he goes, dude, ignite the green.
I'm sorry, I know what
you're oh my God.
Oh man! Yeah, all right, I'm gonna go edit my crying video, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we'll definitely talk tomorrow, buddy.
All right, the best. May that force be with you.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. I'm gonna tuck into the reaction video. I'll try to have that up super soon. Please, algorithm. Just like, and subscribe if you can, because we do live videos every day, every weekday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Hard to remember things. It's 2:07. Matthew Thurban, listen, Ignite the Green Teas will be on the store in the next couple of days. Don't worry about that. I want one. And also, if you want to become a Patreon, it's just $5. It's $3 a month, and you get all the bonus content. But if you put in $5, you get a sticker pack, including a couple of Ignite the Green stickers. You get like 10, 15 stickers. I don't know. Who cares? What a day. What a time. I hope that all of you, that all Star Wars fans at one point in their fandom has an event like that. Because it was pretty sweet. It was pretty sweet. Thank you, Mark Hamill. Thank you, Mark Hamill, for continuing to be Luke Skywalker. I feel like I could talk forever, but at almost an hour, I also feel like this podcast has gone on
long enough.
So, listen, I said,
please,
and they delivered. And now we're just asking ourselves,
what did they do to us?
What did they do to us? They hit the green. They lit it up. They lit it up. My friends chipped in for this because they knew how much I love this scene and I love Luke and Ignite the Green. And in the silly little space show, he did it again and it made me happy. And in 2020, cling to those things that make you happy. This is a good one. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.